Returning home to see what's left. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Residents of Fort Myers, Florida are beginning to come back following the devastation left by Hurricane Ian. Fox Weather's Will Nunley is there.
For just a few hours now, the bridge has been open for residents to return here to Fort Myers Beach. And quite frankly, they're not returning to very much. They're given this notice as they cross the bridge and once they're checked in here. And it's a warning that says the damage to homes and businesses here is catastrophic. It urges people to use a buddy system and warns them that it's just not safe really to be anywhere on the island. And you may ask yourself, why has it taken this long for even homeowners to be able to come back? That's because this hasn't been a situation where rescue workers have gone building by building. They're having to go square foot by square foot.
Hurricane Ian left at least 128 dead, most of them in Florida. Authorities in northern Indiana say a man suspected of killing two people early today was fatally shot during a shootout with police. It happened about 5:30 this morning in the town of Angola near the borders with Michigan and Ohio, after police had earlier found the bodies of two men outside a home. The man exchanged gunfire with police and took off running before another exchange when he was shot and killed. Russian airstrikes on the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia have killed at least a dozen people. The ramped-up strikes come after President Biden recently delivered a grim assessment about the risk of nuclear Armageddon with Russian President Putin. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on ABC's This Week.
His comments were not based on new or fresh intelligence or new indications that Mr. Putin has made a decision to use nuclear weapons. And quite frankly, we don't have any indication that he has made that kind of decision.
Russia's latest setback came after an explosion partially collapsed a bridge linking the country with Crimea. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another hurricane has made landfall, Julia slamming into Nicaragua. Fox Weather's chief meteorologist Rick Reichmuth has more.
Going to continue to pull off pretty quickly, which is maybe the one good news because this one's moving pretty quickly. I don't think we're going to see as much rain pile up some spots, so we'll certainly see another maybe 5 to 10 inches of rain, and it certainly will cause a few problems. Florida, where we're still in that recovery mode, we do have the rain showers back today, and this is going to be with us for about the next 4 to 5 days, but showers in the forecast throughout much of this week. So you're going to have to dodge that is working on the recovery efforts.
The storm is expected to impact much of Central America through the next few days and emerge into the eastern Pacific. Police in western Pennsylvania say a 15-year-old has been arrested in last month's shooting at an amusement park that wounded three people, including two teenagers. Allegheny County and West Mifflin police say the teen is being charged as an adult with aggravated assault, reckless endangering, and firearms crimes in the September 24th gunfire at Kennywood Park on the opening night of the park's Phantom Fall Fest. The future of an Olympic event hangs in the balance, and a TV show may serve as inspiration for its next steps.
Officials are seeking to remove the equestrian element of the modern pentathlon. This after a German coach was caught on film during the Tokyo Olympics striking an uncooperative horse repeatedly during competition. Among the proposed solutions,
the national finals of American Ninja Warrior.
Obstacle course racing, as inspired by NBC's hit show show American Ninja Warrior is being viewed as a way of helping the modern pentathlon to captivate a younger audience after one more run in its current version in Paris in 2024. The event has been a part of the Olympics since 1912, seeing some changes, including the replacement of pistol shooting with laser guns. The modern pentathlon's Congress will meet next month on submitting obstacle racing to the IOC. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.